A new girl moved into the house at the top of the hill. The next day, there was a tent in front of the house with a sign on it. Montgomery and Hieronymus went up the hill to look at the tent and see what the sign said. On the tent, Montgomery read the sign out loud. It says, "Teamwork Club." "Oh," said Hieronymus, "a club. Let's join it. I always wanted to be a member of a club." And so the boys scratched at the tent until the president of the club came out. This was the new girl that had moved into the house at the top of the hill. The boys said, "Can we join your club?" The president said, "Yes, but to join the teamwork club, you have to show that you can help each other and work together as a team. Then you can join the teamwork club." "Okay," said Montgomery and Hieronymus. "What should we do?" "Come with me," said the president. She led the boys to the basement of her new house and said, "You have to both come out of the basement and walk upstairs and outside to the door of the teamwork club." "That's easy," said Montgomery. "We'll just walk back out the door we just came through." "Yes," said Hieronymus. "We go up the stairs, come outside, and there's the tent." "Not so easy," said the president. "Montgomery, you will not be able to see what you are doing or where you are going. And Hieronymus, you will not be able to use your hands." She tied a large handkerchief across Montgomery's eyes. Then the president tied Hieronymus's hands in back of him with another large handkerchief. The president said, "You have to leave these on. I'm putting the key to the basement door up on a shelf. And now, goodbye and good luck." With that, the president walked out of the basement and locked the door behind her. The boys were all alone in the locked basement. Montgomery could not see anything because of the blindfold that the president had tied across his eyes. He said to Hieronymus, "Hieronymus, open the door and let's get out of here." "I can't," said Hieronymus. "My hands are tied in back of me. Open the door yourself." "I can't find the door," said Montgomery. "Why not?" asked Hieronymus. "It's right there."
"Where?"
"There."
"Where is there? I can't see. I have a blindfold on, remember?"
"Oh."
"Oh what, Hieronymus?"
"Oh, you have a blindfold on. You look pretty silly, Montgomery."
"That's not the point. Why don't you just tell me where the door is?"
"I told you," said Hieronymus. "It's right there."
Montgomery said, "I mean, why don't you tell me exactly where the door is? Is it on my left or on my right? Or is it in back of me or in front of me?"
Hieronymus said, "Which side is your left?"
Montgomery held out his left hand and said, "This is my left."
"Then it's on your right," said Hieronymus.
Montgomery started walking towards the right. Soon he bumped into the door.
"Ouch," said Montgomery. "Why didn't you tell me that I was going to bump into the door?"
"You didn't ask me to," said Hieronymus.
"Well, next time, tell me."
Montgomery felt for the doorknob and tried to turn it. It wouldn't turn. He couldn't open the door.
"It's locked," said Montgomery.
"I know," said Hieronymus.
"Why didn't you tell me it was locked?"
"You didn't ask me to. Besides, the president said she was going to lock it. She put the key on the shelf."
"Which shelf?"
"That shelf."
"Where?"
"There."
"Let's not go through that again. Why don't you just get the key so we can get out of here?"
"I can't," said Hieronymus. "I can't reach it.
Don't you see that my hands are tied in back of me?"
"I can't see," said Montgomery. "I have a blindfold on. Look, we have to act like a team in order to get out of here. If you tell me just where the shelf is, I can reach up and get the key." but don't let me bump into anything."
"This is my left hand." Montgomery raised his left hand. "Now tell me which way to go."
"Go left."
"Stop. Turn right. Now go forward. Turn right a little. Go forward just a little. There. The shelf is right over your head."
Montgomery reached up and brushed his hand across the shelf until he could feel the key. He took the key down and turned around.
"Good," said Montgomery.
"Now tell me how to get to the door."
"Okay. Go forward. Now go right. No, I mean left.
Forward.
Look out, you're going to bump.
There's the door."
Montgomery reached out in front of him until he found the doorknob. He put the key in the keyhole and turned it. The door was now unlocked.
Montgomery opened it.
"You go first, Hieronymus," he said, "but go slowly so I can keep my hands on your shoulders and follow you."
The boys walked up the stairs, out the door of the house, and over to the Teamwork Club tent. The president came out and said,
"Congratulations, you were able to work as a team. So now you can join the Teamwork Club." From then on, there were three members of the Teamwork Club: Hieronymus, Montgomery, and the president. The end.